Good morning, you guys. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. I'm Gina Crash coming to you live from my dining room amid COVID-19 restrictions, keeping my social distancing away from Jerry, our engineer in the studio, and our guest this morning, who is the founder of Comfort Cases, who have been inspiring communities to bring dignity and hope to youth entering foster care. And he's a 2018 CNN hero right in the middle of National Foster Care Month this May. Please welcome the founder of Comfort Cases, Rob Scheer.
Oh, thank you so much, Gina. I am so absolutely humbled to be on your show, and especially for me who lives here in Maryland, and this state is such an amazing state. I can't thank you enough for having me on today.
Well, we are so excited to have you. Are you a Maryland native, Rob, to let people know a little bit more
so
about you before
always,
we get started?
I always claim Maryland as my home. I actually was born in Virginia. I grew up in the foster care system in the state of Virginia. And then once I had turned 18 and went into the military, when I came home, I came to Maryland and I never left.
Wow,
so
I didn't realize yet.
I'm 53, so I've been in Maryland since I was 20. So, yes, I would consider myself a Maryland person.
Yes, I just got Governor Hogan to declare that proclamation right now. Now, where did you grow up in Virginia? I also grew up in Virginia, just out of
personal curiosity. So I actually grew up in
curiosity.
Northern Virginia. I grew up in Prince William County. So, you know, most people who've read the story of Comfort Cases and how our journey started, I was the youngest of 10 kids, went into the foster care system at the age of 12, and at the age of 18, my senior year of high school, which so many kids are going through right now, I became a homeless teenager. Back in the 70s
oh, wow.
and the early 80s, when you turned 18, no matter where you were, you aged out of the system. And I literally aged out. I was handed a trash bag, and I literally lived on the streets of Northern Virginia my entire senior year of high school. But I actually was one of the 54% who actually graduated from high school, because the statistics show us that only 54% of kids in foster care graduate from high school, only 11% apply to college, and only 3% get a four-year degree.
Wow. And see, the great thing, Rob, you've lived these statistics. I mean, and we had kind of parallel lives, because I grew up in Fairfax County in Springfield, Virginia. And I know that area, as wonderful as it is, it's super expensive. And imagine going through what high school kids are going through now. If you think not having a graduation is bad, you going through all of that and overcoming, and that's the nature of the foster care system. You know, when you get to that age, it's just you with whatever life skills you've come up with by then, and then thank goodness you're a resourceful human being. So I'm guessing what we're hearing from your personal story is that's really how Comfort Cases got started, out of the necessity for those services that you didn't have, right?
Well, you know, for me, it was totally the opposite. I was embarrassed.
Oh, really?
That I was a child from the system. And so I went in the United States Navy, and I became a successful businessman, and I never looked back. I refused to tell people where I came from. When people would ask me about my past, I would say, that's a past, and that's why we call it the past. Until 11 years ago, we decided we wanted to be parents, and we were living in D.C., and the next thing you know, four of the most beautiful children arrived in our home from foster care, and all four of them were carrying trash bags. And I remember looking at the social worker and saying, how in the world can this still be happening? And she said, what do you mean? I said, I was in foster care. I carried trash bag after trash bag after trash bag. And I said, we're allowing this? And she says, well, what else should they carry? And I said, how about a little bit of dignity? And that was the trigger that I had decided I have to do something as a leader. And by the way, we're all leaders, every single one of us. And it's our responsibility to lead by example. So 7 years ago, I decided that I wanted my children to do more than a toy drive at Christmas. I wanted them to truly make an impact within the foster care community. And so we decided to put a couple of hundred cases together. We wanted to make sure a brand new backpack, a new pair of pajamas, a toothbrush, lotion, shampoo, conditioner. We give every child a book. We want to make sure that every child gets their own bar of soap. And by the way, people tell me all the time, why do you put put a bar of soap in there. I remind them that if you go to hotels, you get a new bar of soap every single time.
Yes,
and when you are a child, you go into a stranger's home, you deserve to have your own bar of soap. And so we also make sure that every child gets an activity. Kids who are under the age of 10 get a coloring book and crayons, and kids over the age of 10 get a journal, a pen and pencil set. And then my son Grayson was 6 years old at the time when we started the charity, and he said, "Daddy, we have to put a blanket in every case." And I said, "Grayson," I said, "you do know that these kids aren't cold." He said, "No, Daddy." He said, "Every time they wrap themselves up in their blankie, they know we love them." Wow. You know, at the end
Grayson
of the day,
Grayson is the sweetest boy.
Yes, because at the end of the day, that's what each and every one of us want. We want to be loved. We want to matter. So what turned out to be just something I wanted to teach my children with my husband and I, we have now given out over 130,000 cases in all 50 states, D.C. and Puerto Rico. And what the most shocking thing is we've done this without corporate sponsors. We have done this
Holy
as a
cow.
95% volunteer-ran charity. And the reason is, your zip code, that's not your community. Your community is not your zip code. Your community is your human race. So what affects people in my little town of Darnestown, Maryland, affects people in Dallas, Texas. And what affects people in Dallas, Texas, affects people in Arizona. And we must realize that our forefathers, they built community for one reason. One reason, and that was to take care of each other. And somewhere we have forgotten that along the way. But at Comfort Cases, we've shown them how it's done.
Wow. And, you know, so much like in the beginning we were talking about, I made it sound like you just came right out of high school and started a nonprofit. But, no, you went into the Navy and that. And then years later, after adopting your own children with your husband, you found that it was very much the same when you went through it yourself. And the garbage bag story rings true because Angela Showalter, Buck Showalter's wife, we used to speak with us a lot on behalf of Kids Peace when they were still in the market. And she grew up with foster siblings in her home. And that's what she noticed was the garbage bag, too. So thank you for changing that mentality that it's okay for people to have their possessions in a garbage bag, especially children. That couldn't be a better mission. And I mean, I want people to hear this program and get on board and help you because I know your organization provides so much to foster care youth. What else do you provide besides those very important cases like Grayson, your son, mentioned with the blanket? And what are some of those other services that you provide that are so, so important?
So first of all, if anybody goes to comfortcases.org, not only can they read the story, but they can see all the items we provided. And then about 2.5 years ago, I was fortunate enough to be on the Ellen Show. And Ellen gave me $50,000 and said, "Okay, Rob, I want you to impact your charity like you've never done before." And I remember flying back with my 4 children and flying back with my husband and thinking to myself, I work a full-time job. I have a nonprofit that's 100% volunteer at that time. I'm barely figuring out how to pay for shipping. How can I impact this charity anymore? And so we got back home, and sitting in the middle of the dining room table was a Comfort Case. And I looked at my family and I said, "You know what? It's not working." And they said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "We're here to eliminate trash bags." I said, "That backpack is not doing it. That backpack is giving comfort. It's giving hope on that first night. But what can we do to make sure that no one ever grabs a trash bag?" So we went online. We were able to find and now been able to have designed a 32-inch duffel bag that folds up in the size of a book. So now not only do children get a Comfort Case, they get a Comfort XL. And the Comfort XLs, they go in the back of police cruisers. They go in the back of social workers' trunks because I tell people all over the country, don't ever, ever grab a trash bag because I will provide you a Comfort XL. And I'm very lucky. I get to go all over the country. I gave up my banking job to be a public speaker And I talk to children all over the country, and I remind them that there is this gray-haired man in Darnestown, Maryland, who will make sure they never carry a trash bag. So the next time someone hands you a trash bag, you look at them and say, do you know about ComfortCases.org? Because he gives us comfort, and he gives us bags. And by the way, he doesn't ask for a penny.
That's right.
We've never asked for a penny when it comes to this.
And Rob, you know, that's a testament to you and your spirit and your public speaking ability and your personal experience that, I mean, you can speak of names like Ellen DeGeneres and her tremendous impact and philanthropic efforts with her and her wife, and also the fact that you were a CNN hero back in 2018, and we want to talk about that real quick, too, about how your magnetism and your story has kind of, your platform has just only grown. That had to help a ton with that CNN Heroes program. I love that they do that, and congratulations. That is well deserved. Did you find that along with the Ellen Show and just all of your, you know, personal magnetism helps you continue to grow Comfort Cases and help as many foster kids as you can?
Well, I truly do believe that every single one of us has a story, and that it's our responsibility to tell the story. I just happened to be able to be in front of a camera about 4 years ago, and someone wanted to hear my story, which I had never shared. And I started to tell my story, and the next thing you know, a viral video came out, and over 150 million people all over the world viewed it, which then got me on the Ellen Show, which then got me to be a CNN hero, which now I have a best-selling book out called A Forever Family that Simon & Schuster and Derek Jeter have published. And it talks about how one kid decided that, you know what, I wasn't going to be a statistic. I wasn't going to be a statistic. And mind you, I'm the youngest of 10 children.
Yes, 10 children.
But, you know, life didn't stop for us there. And the one thing that I will tell you is last night as I was looking in the kitchen and I was seeing our new son, and by the way, we now have a new son.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. He was in the kitchen, and he was doing some dishes with my husband. And I looked at him, and I thought to myself, where would he be if I had not walked into a high school, given a speech, and this 18-year-old boy walks up to me and he says, I'm going to be just like you. And I said, that's amazing. He said, no, I'm going to be homeless. Just like you were. I'm aging out of the system. I'm a senior in high school, and nobody cares because I don't matter. I looked at this young boy, and I said, you matter to me. And within a matter of 60 days, my son lives with us. He is graduating from high school. He's enrolled in college. And the one thing I remind him every single day is that he can age out of a foster care system. He will never, ever age out of our family.
That's right.
Each and every one of us have the ability to love.
And what's his name?
His name is Alex.
That's amazing. Alex, I'm so glad as a part of your family and you're helping him. And so you really have come a long way from not wanting to talk about your background initially to now talking about it and reaching new heights with it. And that's congratulations. That's amazing. And we're right in the middle of National Foster Care Month, which we said at the beginning of the show in May. Now, I know that the world is kind of turned upside down in this time of COVID-19, but please tell us, Rob, why it is even more important to celebrate that month and why, you know, Comfort Cases is so continuously important, especially in this era of COVID-19. How has that impacted you and what you do, and how can we help you do that as best you can right now?
I mean, first of all, it has impacted us to the point where our donors have been really drying up. And there's a lot of it that we understand. We are considered an essential charity. Thank you to our governor for that. And we still are sending cases. But I've got to tell everybody that we have to start thinking about something. And we have to start thinking about what are we going to do on the other side. So we have to look at the fact that 438,000 children are in foster care. We know that over 68% of those children come in because of neglect. We also know that over 84% of the children who enter foster care are reported by the front line. And who's the front line? Teachers. Teachers are the ones where little Johnny and Susie come into class and they see the bruises and they see the neglect and they see how dirty they are and they call the hotline number and they have to have investigations. Well, guess what? our schools are closed. No one's seeing Johnny. No one's seeing Susie. And if we do not think that these numbers are not going to increase when we get to the other side, we're kidding ourselves. We have to prepare for what's going to happen. We all know that when unemployment rises, drug addiction arises, alcoholism arises, and then abuse arises. And for that, we need to be ready for these children, because we all must understand something. There's one, no such thing as a bad child. It's only a child that needs to be redirected. And number two, children in foster care are in foster care because of choices other people made. So we must be prepared to love these children unconditionally, have the items that they need, and let them know that they have hope and dignity. And that's what we're planning on doing here at Comfort Cases. We are preparing our shelves because we know that the numbers are going to increase. We know as soon as these kids start getting in public and they're being seen by teachers, that we're going to see what's truly been happening behind the closed doors of these families. And again, I'm not saying every family's bad, but the fact is that our numbers would not be where they are today if we didn't need foster care.
That's right. And you know, you brought up a very, very good point, that the first thing that I thought of when everyone was sheltering in place is, well, that's wonderful if you're in a home that is safe and loving, but if you're not, then that might not be the safest place for you to shelter is in place like that. So what do you do if you're a homeless teen and you're in the middle of a pandemic? I mean, where do you go?
Well, first of all, this is the saddest part. When I was a homeless kid, and by the way, children who are homeless, you do not see them. You don't see them. And the reason you don't see them is because they blend in with our community. They're the ones hanging at the malls. They're the ones hanging at the public library. I used to go to the library every single day. Why? Because it put a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that they wouldn't ask me to leave. Now, we don't have that. Now we're finding, my family 2 weeks ago went to Baltimore to hand out sandwiches underneath the bridge because we knew there were children there. And sure enough, there were.
Yep.
There were kids hiding under bridges because they're scared, because they don't want to be put in residential facilities and juvenile detention centers. What they want is they want a family.
A loving home,
A family, and they deserve a family. You know, I say it all the time. If our faith-based organizations would step up and just support one child, guess what? We would eliminate foster care.
Mm-hmm.
Just one child. We have enough organizations in our country that if we could just support one child, we would see such a decrease in our foster care system.
That's a very good point. And we're wondering how can we help you? How can people still support you right now? Like, what are some of those things that you're running low on where your donations may have gone down a little bit? How can we best help you given the restrictions that we have with personal contact? And real quick, before you answer that question, you're absolutely right about the libraries. And I just heard a report that we're offering Wi-Fi, but that's if you're in your car. You can use it in the parking lot. But then again, as you know, you may be, if you're a homeless teen, you don't have a car or a way to get to the parking lot of the library without just sitting in the middle of a parking lot. So, I mean, that's a nice solution for the people that have a car. They can drive to the library and get the free Wi-Fi. But, you know, sometimes we've learned the great equalizer and learning curve with teaching at home, too. Like, what if they don't have the device to log on to see the teacher to do the work? I mean, it's, you know, we're talking about foster kids with a trash bag versus, you know, they're certainly not going to have an iPad or a phone, right? So how do you, or God forbid, you need to go get a test for COVID-19, how do you get back to them with the results? I mean, you know, it is so many unknowns, and the world has only gotten more complicated in the last few months. And you're right, these numbers are absolutely going to rise. So that demand, as you are able to get back into serving the public more one-on-one or at least 6 feet apart from one another, you're absolutely right. That number is going to continue to increase.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I tell everybody to do is to go to comfortcases.org. That's comfortcases.org. You know, one of the first things that we need is, like all charities, we need monetary funds to help ship. We have no corporate sponsors, so every single penny we get, we're spending shipping. We spend roughly about $8,000 a month just in shipping costs throughout the country to make sure kids are having cases. The next thing I ask is, go buy a pair of pajamas with a tag on it. Send it to us. Go to Amazon to our wish list and send us soap and shampoo and lotion and conditioner. And by the way, I tell people, you're all spring cleaning your houses right now. We all know it because we have nothing to do. There is no such thing as a used book. It's only a book that's been loved. So those books that are sitting on your shelves and collecting dust, think about a child who would love to have that book. I was in my 20s before I owned my first book, and I know now as an author, I wrote my book for two reasons. One, I want you to love it in your mind. Two, I want you to love it in your heart. But the most flattering thing you could ever do for me as an author is pass my book on. Pass it on, because that's what we should be doing with books. So those are the things that you can do to help.
You're right. And then, you know, as people are cleaning up and Marie Kondoing, I don't know if anybody watches that show anymore, but where you could be talking about clothes, you could be talking about old electronics, you know, an old phone. I mean, all that stuff. It really, any somebody's trash is another person's treasure. I mean, do you need all of those things? Like, don't think that someone couldn't use something that you're discarding, right, as we're...
Exactly, exactly. And by the way, we never say no. You know, we never say no and we never say never. My son Makai, when he arrived in our home, he was 2 years old, and we were told he would never walk and he would never talk. We were told, are we sure we wanted this one as if he was a piece of clothing? And if you go to our website and you watch my videos or see my TED Talk, you will see my son Makai, who is 13 years old, who looks at people and say, my name is Makai and I love my dads. This young boy is resilient, just like so many other children are. What he needed was he needed love. He needed to be known that he had an opportunity. So whatever somebody else's trash is, it's my treasure. So, you know, we never say no and we never say never.
Wow. And that's awesome. I'm glad that people can help. Again, comfortcases.org. Any donation is much appreciated. And I know you had to cancel, Rob, your upcoming gala, as a lot of nonprofits have. That's another thing that COVID-19 has impacted, is those much needed fundraising efforts that, you usually would be, you know, talking about now and selling tickets and raising money and all that good stuff. So regardless of the upcoming gala having to be canceled, how can people continue to support you and Comfort Cases financially? Is that website the best
way? The website is the best way. And what I tell everybody, be a bag buster. Become a bag buster for $10 a month, literally $10 a month. I'm able to remove 2 trash bags to every single child in foster care. $10 a month. You can go on the website. You can sign up to be a bag buster. I have bag busters all over the world. You know, next year in 2021, we are projected to have over 273,000 children entering foster care. And this was prior to the pandemic. Can you imagine what the number is going to be like?
Wow.
I need those people to become bag busters. So every time a child enters the system, I can give them a Comfort XL. I can give them hope. I can give them dignity. And I can look at them and say, you know what? You're part of our community. And we all must remember, these aren't my children. They're not your children. They're our children. And they deserve a brighter future.
They absolutely do, and you're helping do that, and I hope that everyone hearing this can join and help you too, and myself included. And I love on social media your hashtag, No More Trash Bags. And you are, tell us where we can find. I've seen you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. I'm sure you have links to all your social media platforms.
All of our social media at comfortcases.org. You can follow me, follow our charity, follow. And yes, you're right. I you know, it's funny, coming from somebody who kept everything quiet, now I'm an open book. And the more people I can tell, the more children I can help. You know, like I said, I'm the richest person in the world, and the reason is because I have a community that loves me. And as a kid growing up, I didn't feel that. But now I know they do.
Yeah, so, you know, people give social media a hard time for its negative impact sometimes with, you know, you think about bullying or spending too much time on the phone and not going outside and all of that. But for all that being said, it really is the great connector if that's how we can, you know, have somebody share or repost or retweet something that you guys are doing, a video that you're doing. You know, you're very active and charismatic, and your children are just amazing and inspiring. And thank you so much for giving them a good home and you know, make you just opening your arms up to anybody who needs your help. You know, it's great. You're so inspiring. And do you have any, I know it's a, the next thing I would ask somebody logically in a nonprofit would be like, what are some upcoming engagements and appearances and events that you have? But and so, like, I feel like I'm, you know, in that mode, but I know that those things have also had to be postponed for now. But are there any virtual things, perhaps,
there
is a better question
there
that you're doing?
So please, there is, and thank you for saying that, because in May, we're going to have a virtual gala auction, and we're going to auction off some of the most amazing donations that were given to us, because we still have to make sure that we're shipping cases. So please, again, follow Comfort Cases on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, go to comfortcases.org and find all of those links, because we all have the ability to do. That's how the world goes around, because of people like you and I. We're doers.
Yeah, I really want to, if people haven't heard of comfortcases.org, I want them to hear about it now. And if they don't know you, Rob Scheer, the founder and 2018 CNN hero and friend of Ellen and Portia, with you and your husband and your boys, I really am just beg people to go on comfortcases.org and find out more about you and what you're doing and how they can help even amidst COVID-19. It's even more important now than ever, as we're going to see those numbers continue to rise. And get out of those sweatpants, get into that fancy gear, and
yes,
log on and be a part of it, you know, and we all need a reason to dress up these days. So Rob, thank you so much for joining us during National Foster Care Month. It's really been a pleasure, and we look forward to speaking with you again. Will you join us again and let us know how?
Of course. I say we need to do this again when we get to the other side, because, again, we are resilient. Our country is resilient, and we are going to come back stronger than ever before. So take care, stay at home, and remember, we're all in this together. Every day we should wake up to be a good human.
You got that right. Rob Scheer, founder of Comfort Cases, available on comfortcases.org. Thank you again for joining me, you guys, and thank you for listening. It's Gina Crash. You can reach out to me on all the platforms, too, at Gina Crash. I'll put you in touch with comfortcases.org. And Rob Scheer, who's been our guest this morning, thank you for listening. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.